I've been seeing a lot on social media recently, quite a lot of advertisements for small little decorative pieces, little vintage lamps, things of the like, that push forward why interior design is so important. And I wanted to discuss with Sarah today why it is really important, because it's everywhere we see. It's in our homes, it's in our office spaces, and it really has an impact on us. Well, at least I think, and I wanted to break it down with Sarah today. So first of all, I just wanted to ask, what's kind of your history with interior design? What has led to your keen eye for decoration and this curation of ideas and any qualifications that might match that?
Well, honestly, I think ever since I was little, I just loved sort of rearranging my room. I loved playing with lamps. I think one day I'm going to write a book about why I love lamps.
I love that.
And I, like, my mom was always keen at moving her furniture and artwork around. I don't know, it must be a genetic thing. And then I kind of, even in my university, my residence room, I kind of had a reputation for always switching it up. So there's something
Okay.
going on there. And then I had the opportunity to do a certificate of attainment in interior decoration at TAFE a few years ago, which was unreal because that sort of solidified the basic principles of color, design, shape, form, all of those things, the formula of decorating, which kind of just glued things together for me.
So you kind of attain this, you have this love for it since childhood. It's kept with you into adulthood, and you've learned the theory behind it. Now, how does this have importance on our lives? Why is it important to you? Why should it be important to everyone else?
I think that it's sort of like fashion for some people. Well, for all of us, actually, because what we wear is really an extension of who we are to some extent. And I think our homes also become a reflection or an extension of what's important to us about our lifestyle, about, our aesthetic. It's got practical, but also, pleasure principles. So we want to be in places where we feel our best ourselves.
Yeah, I think you're exactly right. And like what you said about really trying to reflect what you love, your values, different artworks that you might enjoy, different lightings that you feel comfortable with. We know that these are really important, and we want to show them in our homes. But everyone, there might be people that don't agree with this. So how can we create something that's quite generally subjective into something objective? How can we know for sure that, this room, this bedroom, this kitchen is going to be impressive across the masses?
Yeah,
How do we know that?
it's a great question because when you're in a room that works, you're not thinking, wow, this room really works. You're thinking, I like being in this space. This space is really working well for me. So that has to do again with those basic principles of, proportion and space, where things are located in a room so that it's practical and convenient, but also so that they, like great lighting is important. Even acoustics are important. A room that's all tiled with no rug, like there's going to be a bit of an echo sometimes. Like all of those things count as to how you might feel in a room, if you know what I mean. So it's got nothing to do with everything having to be matchy matchy, although that can be cute too. But a showroom look can be very generic. And really, what you want to do is inject your personality. So inject pieces of you into the room. So whether that's with color or with artifacts from your travels or books that you enjoy reading. Any number of things that make it uniquely you to make sure that you're not getting that showroom look.
There seems to be quite a lot of nuance to it. And like we have said before, I think there's different layers. There's layering, there's different components that you want to
Great
bring
word.
together. How can we create a timeless look in our homes? Because I think that's something that is going to be, impressive. It's gonna last within generations. I
I
just I
love
feel like
that's
it fits into that objective
Totally. I love timeless. Timeless means that, you know, you can have something trendy in your room, you know, like a cool lamp that's trending at the moment, but also you're going to have old things from different eras. You might have thrift shop finds. You might have posters on vintage posters, or you might have like a more modern sort of acrylic piece. It's really having high and low. It does not have to be expensive. It just has to be something that reflects who you are. And that combination of high and low, expensive and cheap, sought after or found, it's that combination that creates a really nice balance where you're not quite sure when the room was assembled, but again, you know that it feels right. It all kind of works well. And the word there is curated. You don't want a room full of stuff that's unrelated. You want to create links. And really, you're the link because it's your room. You're the one that can link it all together. But you can be clever by grouping things together, tell a story in small tableaus, and tell the story about, you know, who you are, and then switch it up.
Well, there you go. It seems to be a curated combination that seems like the best fit for interior design. Thank you so much for being on here today, Sarah.
Thank you so much for having me, Ted.